Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW Original Podcasts.
A new Asian fusion sports bar in Northern Liberties.
So you're very optimistic, assuming that there will be sports.
I'm very optimistic there will be sports. As a former college athlete, it's what I want to see happen again around here.
And despite opening during a pandemic, Set No Libs is serving up cheesesteaks and sliders to a full outdoor crowd.
We're trying to get everyone out and about and be able to be comfortable being outside in the surroundings that we are currently in.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets at Set No Libs, 1030 North 2nd Street, with assistant manager Nick Conquest. And this place is just opened, and you guys are, like, hopping here.
Yeah, it's a great little place here. We actually just opened up, so it's a little melting pot. We tried to bring in a little bit of everything to try and make the area a little bit more fun and a little bit more social for everyone around here.
So, it's hard to believe we're living in coronavirus times because you are packed, even though the tables are 6 feet apart, it looks like.
Yes, the tables are all 6 feet apart. We have the general spacing, and all of our servers are actually following all proper guidelines and such. So it's a little bit of a different world, but we're trying to accommodate the best we can to make everyone enjoy what they're doing outside.
So tell me about coming to Philadelphia. I understand Set is a restaurant that's from New York.
Yes, we were originally based in New York City, and we actually decided to move out here and kind of bring in a little bit of New York culture to Philadelphia and try and experience and try and blend it in with what's happening around here.
So, the question I'm asking any restaurant that's opening now, why open during a pandemic? Or how, even?
It was something special. It's just something we already had in the works, so we weren't going to let coronavirus stop us, obviously. We had a great business plan. We had great people around us and, obviously, a beautiful location. So we just put our heads down. We went straight to work.
So you weren't worried about losing money? Because I know a lot of restaurants are losing money right now.
Yes. So, obviously, that's a thing you have to take into consideration, but at the same time, it was something we already had in the works, and we really want to just push forward with. We have a great staff here that's going to take care of everything, so we weren't worried about trying to operate everything from a different standpoint.
How are you preparing for indoor dining?
Indoor dining is going to be extremely different. As you all obviously know, it starts September 8th, and we're allowed to have 25% of our capacity. What we're looking forward to is trying to get those tables a little bit more apart so people can actually enjoy the limited indoor and dining experience that we will have available to them.
What are your biggest concerns right now in the restaurant industry?
I think it is just a matter of where everything's going with the coronavirus, trying to keep an eye on everything, see where stuff is flaring up and where things are flaring down. Obviously, we're waiting for the phase green to open back up so we can go full ahead. But until then, it's just a matter of doing what we can to make our public and our friends safe.
How do you think the coronavirus is changing the restaurant experience or the future of restaurants?
I think coronavirus is definitely going to have an impact. Obviously, we've already seen that we can't be close to each other right now. We have to have limited exposure. We have to stay safe, stay clean. So I think restaurant dining is definitely going to be different over the next few years. It's going to be different. It's going to be just trying to figure out where you want to go and how you want to approach things. Obviously, people can't stop their everyday lives. We still have to go out. We still have to enjoy ourselves, and we still have to enjoy the scenery of what's around us. So it's a matter of just trying to figure out what you can do and how you can do to make yourself safer and better.
How do you feel as a restaurant manager or assistant manager?
I feel great. I think that everyone's doing the best they can. Obviously, everyone's wearing face masks. Everyone's staying clean. We're all staying 6 feet apart. We're doing what we can to do our part. So I'm comfortable with it. I love being here. I love doing what we're doing. And I think we're doing our part for the community to keep ourselves safe.
All right. Tell me about Set No Lib.
Set No Libs, it's a great little bar. It's an Asian fusion bar. What we tried to do was bring a popular, try and make a new style Philadelphia sports bar. We want to come in here, have fun, enjoy ourselves, and be able for the area around here to come and enjoy themselves as well.
So you're very optimistic, assuming that there will be sports.
I'm very optimistic there will be sports. Obviously, as a former college athlete, that's something I want to happen again. So the sports is what I live by, so that's what I want to see happen again around here.
And you believe there will be a day where you'll have the games on?
Absolutely. Expanded Live is going to be pumping up again, and we're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, that's like what you're dreaming of, isn't it? Isn't that the kind of the benchmark once you have entertainment and sports?
Exactly. We want to be able to have fun here, enjoy ourselves, everyone be safe, and have fun. There's nothing we can do about it, but what we can do is what we want to enjoy.
Tell me about the menu.
The menu is delicious. It's a little, like I said, it's an Asian fusion style, so what we did was bring a little bit of taco and burger sliders to the public. We try to do a little bit of a flair different. We have a bulgogi cheesesteak, which is our take on a Philly cheesesteak, but a little bit different. We have pepper and onions in there. We have a little bit of teriyaki sauce. We also have a tempura shrimp and a tempura fish that are amazing, and our bahi meat chicken sliders.
What's been the most difficult part about getting up and running?
I think the most difficult thing getting up and running was trying to figure out what we can do to be safe for all of our customers and make sure they are 100% safe, and we're doing everything we can to make their outdoor dining experience until we can bring them a safe indoor dining experience.
Are you nervous at all about working in this industry right now?
I'm extremely nervous, but you know, at the same time, you can't shy away from it. You have to dress yourself up, put your pants on one leg at a time, just go to work. Nothing's going to get better unless we work towards it. So.
And what does that mean for you, get better?
I think getting get better is getting comfortable with our new world. Obviously, with coronavirus, everything's going to be different, but we have to make that our norm. The face masks, the face shields that are potentially coming into it, distance between dining experience and customers, and especially your outdoor dining experience or your outdoor venue experience.
And, we're talking about small tables here, no big parties right now. Is that weird?
Yeah, it's very weird. We have four tops and we have eight top tables, so the maximum we can serve you, unfortunately, is eight people at a time. We have our four tops and we have our eight tops available to all everyone, so it's based on what your party needs are.
What are you most excited about with your new opening?
I think the most exciting thing is bringing a new sports bar to the area. Northern Liberties is up and coming area that's going to be trending in the upwards direction, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
So by the time this runs, you'll be about a week old. How's it been?
It's been great. Obviously, with the new start and everything, it's trying to bring in a little bit of the regulars into the area and trying to get an actual regular customer base. But we love it here, and we're definitely here to stay.
So Set, is that like tennis or sports?
Yeah, it's Ready, Set, Go. So the Set name is actually based off of Set Hospitality Group. It's the group that created Set in New York City and actually brought it down here to Philadelphia.
But are they also a sports bar up there?
Yes. Yes, alcohol and sports-based, and it's just a great little fun little area.
Nick, what do you anticipate? How do you anticipate the restaurant will look like between now and over the next coming months as you go into 25% indoor dining?
I think you're going to see a lot more busier service here, but obviously the customer service is still going to be amazing, and we're going to try and bring everything we can to you as fast as possible and as obviously as safe as possible.
When people hear busy, I'm sure that makes some people a little bit nervous.
Yeah, by busy we don't mean obviously exceeding our capacity or anything like that. What we want to do is be able to bring people into the coronavirus era. We're trying to get everyone out and about and be able to be comfortable being outside in the surroundings that we are currently in.
Nick Conquest, Associate Manager of Set No Libs here at 1030 North 2nd Street. This is where the old Bar Ferdinand used to be.
Yes, correct.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thank you for having me.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.